A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Text appears. The show you are about to see was filmed in front of a live audience. All participants are real and chosen at random. Dim blue spotlights shine on a dark stage. A Netflix comedy special. The stage lights switch on. Spotlights swivel. A thin, dark-haired white man strides onto the stage wearing a headset microphone. He turns his palms upward.
Yes!
The title appears, Justin Willman, Magic Lover.
Wow.
He waves to the audience.
Thank you. I mean, wow. You guys, magicians don't normally get this kind of respect in show business. We're the chiropractors of the entertainment industry. Not tonight, though. My goodness. You know, I've been doing magic a long time, and I've learned there are two kinds of people who come to a magic show. First group of people who like magic. They like the way it makes them feel. They don't want to know the secrets. They just want to experience wonder. I call them magic lovers. Any here? Thanks for coming. The second group of people are the people the first group brought with them. The plus ones. Plus ones, they don't like magic. They don't like watching it. They don't like the way it makes them feel. It irritates them. Because they think they need to know the secret if they're gonna move on with their life. Where's my plus ones at? Are you here? Wow. Thank you for coming. Wow, right up front. Great. Thanks for you. No, thank you. But you should know, plus ones. I know you think you want to know the secret, but you don't. Think of it this way. Magic is like hot dogs.
Justin casts his eyes about the room, then tilts his head.
The more you know, the harder it is to swallow. You remember the day you found out how hot dogs were made? Sad day. Same with magic. And to prove my point, I'm going to do something you don't see at a magic show. I'm going to show you a trick, and then I'm going to tell you how I do it. All right? Just so you can feel how that feels. Sounds fun, right?
A box rests on a stool.
I have a box. I put something in this box earlier tonight. It'll be important in a second, so take note of the box. What's in the box? I also need somebody to help me out. So I'm going to toss this Frisbee out. Heads up.
A pregnant woman snatches the Frisbee.
If you catch it, stand up. Hello. You just robbed that guy of that Frisbee. He wanted it. How are you?
So excited.
You're so excited? We're gonna hand you a microphone so we can hear that excitement. Here we go. Hi.
Hello.
What's your name?
Larissa.
Hi, Larissa.
Hello.
Justin, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Can I ask you a personal question? Okay. Remember your first crush?
Yes.
Who was it?
Spencer.
Spencer. What was his last name? Do you remember his last name?
No. Oh, yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Spencer what?
Kuzna.
How do you spell that?
K-U-Z-N-I-A.
K-U-Z-N-I-A. Correct. Spencer Kuzna.
Correct.
Great. And who are you here with tonight?
Not Spencer.
Not Spencer, okay. Larissa, is there any way I could have known about Spencer Kuzna?
No.
All right, take a seat. You'll enjoy this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the first trick of the special. It better be good. That is why tonight we have a very special guest with us. Please welcome to the stage Spencer Kuzna, everybody.
No one comes out.
Now that would have been fun. Wouldn't that have been fun? Not for Larissa. Spencer's not here. Don't worry. The box is here, though. What's in the box? It's not Spencer's head, okay? That would be a great way to start the show, though. I'm just saying. Inside the box before the show, I placed a prediction. A piece of paper. On that piece of paper, I wrote down a name I couldn't have known before the show. Yet here we are. One sheet of paper that happens to say Spencer Kuzna.
Justin pulls tape off the box and opens it. He takes out a paper bearing the name Spencer Kuzna and shows it to the crowd.
I mean.
He turns the paper toward himself, then crumples it up. He tosses it to Larissa's date, a skinny brown-haired white man.
I'll give that to him to burn. Now, that's what the magic lovers came to see. I know, but I could feel it. The plus ones are irritated right now. Wheels are turning. They're like, ah, it happened already. Ah, magic. So I'm going to do something. Listen, I'm going to do something magicians don't normally like. If there's a plus one here who has a theory as to how I got Spencer Kuzna out of the box, throw your hand up in the air. You got a theory? White hat guy? Stand up. We're going to give you a mic. Listen, here's what I'm going to do. What's your name?
Nick.
Nick, I'm going to let you take a guess. If you guess correctly as to how I got Spencer Kuzna out of the box, I'll tell you. Nick, how'd I do it?
There's a printer in there. Connected to, like, Wi-Fi.
Justin looks around and turns his palms upward. Nick shrugs. Justin gestures for the audience to settle down. Subtitle, man, go Nick.
You could take his mic back.
Nick gives back the mic and sits.
That's a good guess. Okay, by the applause, I can tell that's what everyone thinks.
Justin lifts the box, revealing a printer.
There's a printer in the box.
Nick grins. Justin folds up the box and throws it off stage.
Ta-da! Thanks for ruining Christmas, Nick. How's that hot dog taste, huh? Kind of sad, right? A moment ago, I was this cool magician with supernatural powers, and I'm just a regular dude with a little printer. You paid to see a guy print stuff.
Nick cracks up.
Could have done that at work for free. Now we're all sad. Okay. You know what? I'm not going to reveal any more secrets. Here's what I ask. Tonight, let's not be two kinds of people. There's enough out there in the world to divide us. Magic should not be one of those things. Tonight, let's let magic bring us together. All right.
Justin carefully lifts the printer off the stool.
Let's start the show.
He crumples it up like a piece of paper. A woman's mouth falls open. He throws the crumpled up printer to Nick. Justin knocks over the stool. He bows his head and nods. He paces with his hands behind his back.
How you doing now, Nick? You okay?
Nick makes a mind-blown gesture. Justin picks up the stool.
Oh, man. Let me tell you a little bit about me. I'm married. We have two kids. We've got a daughter, Rosie. She's 2. Super cute. Our son, Jack, is 6. I love being a dad. I do. I love it. I like to think it's the most important job I'll ever have. And I can say that because I am a magician. One of the perks. Sometimes I get to combine being a magician and being a dad. I love it when that happens. One day my son asked me what inflation was. Right? Smart kid, right? And I know a lot of money tricks, so I had the perfect trick to explain to him the concept of inflation. Does anybody have a $1 bill? You have a $2 bill? All right. You must be a fun aunt, I can tell.
A blonde girl lifts her hand.
Right here, hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Lauren.
Lauren, thank you for being one of the few people around you to even reach and check if you have a $1 bill. Can you hand me Lauren's $1 bill there?
Lauren passes it to the front.
Thank you, Lauren. Appreciate it. Oh, it's been in circulation for a little while. Okay. So here's how I broke it down for Jack.
Justin sits on the stool.
I said, hey, buddy.
He holds up a worn dollar bill.
You can't buy a lot for a dollar these days. You can't even buy a can of Coke, which is crazy. But 100 years ago, you could buy a lot for a dollar. Can of Coke was only 5 cents. A dollar would buy you an entire case. And that's back when it was the original recipe, by the way.
He licks his lips, then nods with wide eyes. He darts a look to the side.
The good stuff. Today, that costs much more.
He folds up the dollar.
In fact, 100 years ago, what only cost $1, today, to buy that very same thing, you might end up spending as much as $20.
He unfolds the dollar, revealing a 20. Lauren gapes.
Yeah.
A screen above the stage displays a close-up of Justin. He rises from the stool.
And I said, that is what inflation is. And he got it. Thank you. Thank you.
He passes the $20 bill to Lauren. She smiles.
Oh. Could have been you. Could have been you. You gotta reach.
Man, I got a hundo.
You have a hundo? I'll figure something out. Okay.
A heavyset man hands over a $100 bill.
Bless you. All right. So while he wants to see it again, what's your name?
Andy.
Andy. Let's do a little follow-up lesson for Andy.
Justin goes back to the stool and sits. He holds up the bill.
Hey, buddy.
Andy grins.
Watch your $100 bill. Watch it close, you sweet, trusting man.
Justin folds it up.
Watches that $100 bill slowly transforms itself all the way into a book.
He unfolds it, revealing the worn dollar bill. Andy laughs and claps. Justin rises and hangs his head, holding up the dollar.
And that is what a recession is.
He gives it to Andy.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you. Thank you for coming. Moving on. Thank you guys for not being on your phones. I mean, it feels good to not be on the phone. I use my phone too much. I checked my screen time once. It was a bad idea. It said my daily average was 27 hours. However, I have recently come up with a solution to the screen time problem. Anyone else like me uses their phone more than they want? Yeah? What kind of phone do you use?
New iPhone, like 16.
16, the new one. Yeah, they're designed to be addictive. How about you? Use your phone too much? What's your name?
Rachel.
I'll help you with your screen time problem. Come on, give it up for Rachel. Rachel, bring your phone. We'll put a microphone on you.
A crew member fits a mic onto a brown-haired white woman's sweater. She joins Justin on stage.
Rachel, everybody. You want to stand right here?
Okay.
How's it going? Thanks for coming. Who are you here with?
Nick, the guy who knew you had a printer.
Nick points and smiles.
How long have you guys been together?
Almost 20 years.
Wow, yeah. Okay. Wow. 20 years of mansplaining. That's
Justin taps his chest. Nick shrugs.
Give this woman a medal.
Thank you.
Where are you from? Don't tell me where you're from. What's your zip code where you're from?
55016.
55016 is, yeah. Cottage Grove, Minnesota.
Yeah,
right. I've been there. I mean, I'll do one better. Four blocks from your house, there's Starbucks.
Yeah, okay.
Justin taps his temple.
You use your phone a lot? Can I see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. All right. It's not too old. This is good. You got a Target notification. Can I swipe that away?
Yeah.
Look at that. Where is this? Can we see that?
That's Tybee Island in Georgia.
Beautiful photo. Great. Let's see what your screen time is here. Let's see. Screen time is, there we go, your daily average, 4 hours and 34 minutes. Oh, that's impressive? That's a part-time job. Guys. Rachel, what are you doing on your phone?
Well, lately I thought my dog was dying, so I was researching a lot of stuff. But... Today the vet said that maybe she just fractured her hip.
Yay! That's great news.
But I'm a nurse, so I always assume the worst.
That's your job.
Yeah, so then I was like Googling a lot of stuff.
I see. So that's why your screen time's up. I'll help you with your screen time problem.
Okay.
But first, let's play a little game.
Okay.
Can I take the phone out of the case?
Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't want anything bad to happen to the case. We're going to play a game called Where's My Phone?
Oh.
You ever play Where's My Phone?
No.
Okay, well, you will as you get older. Here's how it goes. We take Rachel's phone. It goes inside of an envelope here. So we can't see it, but I'm going to seal it. So that
he licks the envelope, so then pulls off an adhesive strip and closes it.
Tamper-proof? Okay. So it's in there, but we can't see it, all right? You got to keep an eye on it.
Okay.
Rachel, where's your phone?
It's right there.
You're doing great. Okay. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. I have another phone. Now, this is an old, broken iPhone 8. It's been smashed. Long story. But if I put this old, broken phone into an identical envelope, Rachel, what's fun is that they look kind of similar, oh. Right? So this is not your phone. Okay, no. That is your phone. Don't okay. Let me confuse you, okay?
Justin takes both envelopes and shuffles them slowly.
Were you paying attention?
No, I wasn't.
Do you know where your phone is, left or right?
I don't, to be honest.
Okay, it's on the left. It's right, yes.
Standing
okay, good.
In front of a crowd, I'm
okay,
overwhelmed.
Okay, focus, focus. This is the easy part of the game to build your confidence, and it's not going well. So, Rachel.
This I is told the part you I thought my dog was dying.
Yeah, I know, I know. Great. Great fodder for a comedy show. I know, but dog's fine, just a broken hip. We should all be so lucky. That's your phone. Keep okay. An eye on it.
Justin shuffles, then puts them in the same place.
Where is it, left
it's
or right?
That one.
Great, okay. I have another broken phone already in an envelope.
He adds a third and shuffles.
Rachel, left, middle, or right? One. Yeah, you're doing great. Okay, just one more time. I have three more broken phones already in an envelope.
He shuffles them all quickly.
Oh, God!
You guys were cocky, clearly.
He riffles them like playing cards.
Someone's been to Vegas. All right, so Rachel, you want to cut the deck? Just cut. Great, okay, good. So Rachel, so one of these envelopes has your phone. Okay. Five of them okay. Do not. Now, you don't need to guess anymore. Okay, listen, here's what I want you to do. Would you number the envelopes 1 through 6 using this marker, which is fantastic?
Rachel sniffs a marker.
Okay.
Calm down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do you play Wordle?
Yeah, I do. How'd you know?
Same way I knew about the Starbucks.
She writes on the envelopes, then holds the marker under his nose. Here. He sniffs the marker, then puts it in a small black bag.
Wordle drives my screen time up. So I have a phone-free Wordle version. This is low-tech, so it doesn't bring up your screen time. Here, you toss me?
The Frisbee.
Fantastic. Everybody here, think of a five-letter word, okay? Think of a five-letter word. I'm going to throw this out to a random... Oh, wow. Nice catch. Stand up.
A bearded man.
What's your name?
Cesar.
You thinking of a five-letter word?
He nods.
Look at me. I'm going to try to guess it. Was it magic?
He shakes his head.
Okay, sit down. You can sit down.
Cesar sits and gives back the mic.
I was just thinking he's at a magic show. It would have been he's at a magic show. Then. Okay, but not Cesar. All right, just killing time. All right, here we go. Rachel, great font. Look at this. 654321. So listen, one of these envelopes has your phone. Five of them do not. We're not going to rely on statistics and odds. We are going to rely on your luck. Do you have good luck?
Usually not.
Well, okay, well, see if we can turn that around. I have a luck detector, a six-sided die. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Come a little closer.
Okay.
Warm that up in your hands. Rachel, you're going to roll the die inside this bottle so it doesn't go all over the place. Pop it in there.
Okay. Rachel sticks the die into a clear glass bottle.
There we go.
Great. You're just going to give the die a shake. Whatever number you roll, you say it. So, 3, 2. But just roll it once. Uh-huh. Be gentle, don't break the bottle. Just little gentle shakes. She's gonna love this game.
5. 5,
okay.
Justin selects the envelope labeled 5 and sets it on the stool. He hits it with a hammer.
Oh, God!
He tosses the envelope off stage.
Did I not mention the hammer? I apologize. Sorry. The hammer's the original handheld device, if you think about it. Irony. Irony, Cesar. Was the word irony?
Cesar shakes his head.
Okay, fine. Well, don't be a jerk about it. Here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna keep rolling and smashing until there's one envelope left. And Rachel, if the last envelope has your phone, you win.
I'm scared.
It's a game of phones. Shake it.
Rachel rolls the die.
Four.
Justin grabs the fourth envelope and smashes it with the hammer. He throws it off stage.
Kids, try this at home. Roll again. 1, 2, 3, or 6.
Two,
okay.
He hits the second envelope with the hammer. Rachel cringes. He throws it off stage.
The envelopes are padded. Don't worry. Roll again. 1, 3, or 6. 1, 3, or 6. Gentle.
Okay, two.
1, 3, or 6.
Six.
Justin smashes the sixth envelope.
Oh, wow. That one sounded different.
He throws it off stage.
It's cool. We're left with 1 or 3. 1 or 3, Rachel.
Two. 4.
This is statistically unlikely.
1.
What?
I got 1.
Rachel shows the die to Justin. He frowns and eyes the first envelope.
Should I roll again?
No.
I mean, I could.
No, it's fine. You were right. You are not a very lucky person. It's cool. You do this one.
I want you to.
It's cathartic. You really deserve it. You deserve it.
Rachel lightly hits the envelope.
Come on, really.
She hits it slightly harder.
Okay.
He flips it over.
Good. Oh, one more.
She hits it again. He throws it off stage.
Hey, funny story. Do you guys want to know how I got all these broken phones?
Rachel sets down the hammer. Justin puts the bottle in a brown paper bag.
Rachel,
yeah.
Listen.
He sets it beside the hammer.
You can open up envelope number 3.
Okay.
And we can all see what's inside right now. Or you can keep that envelope sealed till you get home tonight. Open it up now or live in the moment till this evening. Wait, okay. What if I gave you $100?
In the audience, Andy chuckles. Rachel holds the envelope.
I have cash on me at the moment.
Justin looks at Andy.
It's a different bill. What do you want to do, now or later?
I mean, I might as well do now and show the audience.
Okay. Open it up, Rachel.
She opens it.
Reach in, make the screen light up, show us that island.
She pulls out her phone and shows the lock screen. Justin raises his fists.
You did it. Rachel, I promised you I'd help you with your screen time.
Yeah.
So, here.
He reaches into the brown paper bag.
Would you have, Nick's his name, right?
Yeah.
Would you call her phone?
Nick takes out his cell phone.
Yeah. Get ready. Call her when I say go.
He touches his face.
Okay. I'm gonna let you have this bottle. Can I borrow your phone?
Justin puts the phone in the bag with the bottle, then closes the top of the bag and shakes it. He takes out the bottle. The phone sits within.
What?
You call it? Call her up. Go.
Calling.
Call from Nick. What?
Justin tilts the bottle. The phone shifts within. He holds it upside down and shakes it gently. The phone remains inside. A woman in the crowd mouths, "Oh, wow." Justin hands the bottle to Rachel with the phone still inside.
Screen time is no longer an issue for Rachel. Rachel, everybody, that's for you. Thank you so much. Nice meeting you. Careful here.
She steps off stage.
Live it in the moment. Moving on. My son recently asked me when he's allowed to get an iPhone. And he's 6, I mean. I said, Jack, you can get an iPhone when you're as old as I was when I got an iPhone.
Justin smirks and taps his temple.
Which is 27. Because when I was 6, I did not get an iPhone. I got something quite different. When I turned 6, I got one of these. A Rubik's Cube. Yeah. Best-selling toy of all time. Can you believe that? Blew my mind, because I hated this thing. I hated it. It is very similar to an iPhone. It also wastes your time, makes you feel bad about yourself. It's very similar. I got a Rubik's Cube when I was 6, and that was before the internet and before YouTube, so I couldn't look up how to solve it. It was just me in my room, Justin versus Cube. I started out going like this, just, I did it.
He briefly scrambles, then solves the cube.
But eventually I would get cocky, and I would take this thing, and I would scramble it up, and I would not be able to solve it, and it was extremely frustrating. I didn't have the attention span for it, so I would throw it in the trash. I didn't want my parents to know that, so I would lie and tell them I lost it. I was like, oh, I'm so sad. I just solved it, too. And my mom, being the awesome mom that she was, would feel bad, and she'd buy me another one. Again and again. That's why it's the best-selling toy of all time. That's my theory. Then I became a magician. When you're a magician, you don't need to know how to solve a Rubik's Cube to solve it. All you need is a paper bag, a mixed-up cube.
He puts the cube in a bag. It comes out solved.
And boom. There you go.
He takes out the original unsolved cube.
You need a second cube as well. You also need a second cube. Anyone like me, never been able to solve a Rubik's Cube, always wanted to learn?
Hands go up.
Oh, wow.
He points to a man in a fedora.
Hat guy, stand up. What's your name?
Kyle.
How's it going, Kyle?
Fantastic.
You can't solve a Rubik's Cube?
No.
Let's talk about it. Come on up here. They'll put a microphone on you. Kyle, everybody!
Kyle shuffles out of his row. He joins Justin on stage. Justin shifts the stool to the side. The Rubik's Cubes sit atop it.
Hello, Kyle. How's it going?
Fantastic.
Justin.
Good to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming.
Absolutely.
Who are you here with?
I got my wife and my daughter.
Oh, wow. It's a family affair. Hi. Yeah. Kyle, where are you from? Well, what's your zip code?
Let me think. 55092.
55092. You are from Wyoming, Minnesota, I
you
believe.
You got it?
Yeah.
You got it.
I mean, 4 blocks from your house, there's no Starbucks.
No, there isn't.
A little more rural. All right. Kyle, what do you do for a living?
I own a small business, tree service work.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes. Hey.
Wow.
Right.
Only in Minnesota. Everyone's like, thank you for your service, Kyle. There's so many trees. It's a hard job, I bet.
Can be.
What do you do to them?
Get rid of them.
Okay. The opposite of conservation.
Yes. Yes.
You're a tree exterminator.
That's right.
For residential?
Actually, I only do stump grinding. Work with tree service companies, and I do all their stumps for
them. So you're a stump grinder.
Yes.
And what does that entail?
Grinding the stump.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You ever bring your work home with you?
actually, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, the stump grindings come home with me.
The grindings?
Yes.
What do you do with them?
Well, I dump them and I'm making a wall at my house with it.
Justin eyes Kyle's wife. She nods.
Your wife is proud.
Yeah? Yeah?
But Kyle, you can't solve one of these.
No.
What if I told you that you will solve that Rubik's Cube tonight in front of 1,000 people in under a minute?
Let's go.
Can't be harder than grinding a stump, right? Go ahead and mix it up. You know how to do that well. Look at that.
Yeah, look at me go.
Kyle, do you know how many Rubik's Cube combinations are possible?
Nope.
Guess.
12,807.
I know someone who knows.
Justin takes out his phone.
Hey, Siri. How many Rubik's Cube combinations are there?
A Rubik's Cube has 43 quintillion different possible configurations.
Millions. You were so close. 43 quintillion.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that? That's a number.
No.
It's such a big number. Let me give you context. Hey, Siri. How many grains of sand are on planet Earth?
There are an estimated at 7 quintillion grains of sand on Earth.
Wow.
Wow. Take that in for a second. Wow. I know you've got questions. I've got questions. First off, who counts the sand?
Justin presses his fingertips together and lifts his brows.
That job sucks. If you're having a hard day, be glad you're not a sand counter, okay? I bet they also bring their work home with them.
Justin smiles and takes small steps in place. Justin, in their shoes.
In their shoes. 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 Was the Wordle shoes?
Cesar shakes his head.
Okay. Listen, the reason I tell you all this information is so you know that the cube you just mixed up may be the only cube that's ever existed like that. The odds of there being another cube that looks exactly like that one are 1 in 43 quintillion. Impossible, right?
Impossible.
Don't move.
Justin grabs the other cube.
Don't move.
He takes Kyle's cube. He rotates it, revealing a side identical to the one in his other hand.
No way.
Dude.
He rotates both cubes simultaneously, revealing all six identical sides.
Wow.
Bro.
A woman presses her hands to her cheeks.
Bro. Go ahead.
Justin tosses a cube to an audience member.
Wow. That's not even why you came up here. You came up here to solve a Rubik's Cube. Nothing's impossible. Kyle, stand next to me.
Okay.
Kyle, here's the thing. You can look up how to solve a Rubik's Cube. Anybody can, right? It's on YouTube. There's tutorials. They're taught by children, so it's a little humbling. They're so good. Their little fingers are, like, just moving so quick, and they're trying to focus on speed. We're not going to do that. Kyle, for a guy like us, how old are we?
37.
Right. Instead, Kyle, you're going to take it, and you're going to twist it behind your back like this.
Okay.
Okay? You're not going to try to solve it in your hands. You're going to solve it with your imagination.
Okay.
Face forward.
Yep.
Do you have a good imagination?
Excellent.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Let's find out. Here, behind the back. Just practice, nice and slow, nice and slow. What are you thinking about?
Thinking about my wife right now, actually.
Justin winks at her.
She's so proud.
She's...
Kyle's wife and daughter grin.
Stop, stop, stop. All right, don't think about your wife, no offense, but...
Yeah, that didn't work.
The stakes are too high, okay? Don't think about your wife. Don't think about me. Don't think about the 1,000 people here judging you. Don't think about the millions more at home. Think about colors. You're going to think about colors. I'm going to say a color. You think of things that are that color. Okay? All right, face the people.
Justin puts the cube behind Kyle's back.
Behind the back. All right, just twist. Twist. Just think of orange things. What's orange, Kyle?
Pumpkin.
All right, good. Good. See? See? Pumpkins. Maybe there's pumpkins. Are they in the wild or are they at a store?
Both.
All right. We're standing on the edge of a pumpkin. We're at a farmer's market. It's a wild store.
Okay.
Pumpkins. Big pumpkins, little pumpkins, medium pumpkins. It's wonderful. Pumpkins. You're doing great with orange. Yellow. What's yellow?
School bus.
Okay. We left the farmer's market. We are at... We're at a school. We're at the corner. It's school bus time. The school bus pulls up. It's dropping off the kids. It's a beautiful yellow school bus. Yellow. You're marveling at the yellow. Blue. What's blue?
The sky.
Okay, we're looking up. We're looking up at the sky, ignoring the school bus. We're looking at the beautiful blue sky. It's beautiful. It's blue, green.
Trees. Leaves.
Great. Leaves. All right, so you're at work. You're at work. That's fine. You're marveling at the beautiful trees that you are going to just disintegrate with your machine. You're going to pulverize them into nothingness. Red. What's red?
Balloons.
Okay. We're at your retirement party. You did a good job pulverizing roots. Beautiful red balloons. Now white things. What's white?
Wedding dress.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you're renewing your vows because your wife is so proud of you. She's so proud of how good you were with your colors and your imagination. You were such a good boy, thinking of things that were every color. You were so good. Do you know what you just did, Kyle? For a brief second, you forgot about the cube. You forgot about me.
I did.
You forgot about them. When you feel like it's time to stop, just freeze. Huh? Show them what you did.
Kyle shows the solved cube.
That was you.
That's awesome.
He shakes Justin's hand.
That's a souvenir.
Thank you.
Kyle!
Kyle lifts his hat to the audience, then steps off stage.
Man. That's the power of the imagination right there. Power was the word of power.
Cesar grins and shakes his head.
Screw you. Yeah, it's... Oh, hey, does anybody happen to have a $1 bill that I could borrow for a trick? $1 bill. Oh, hello, hey.
Andy stands and takes out his wallet.
Have we met? What's your name, sir?
Andy,
you happen to have... Hi, you happen to have...
He tries to shake Justin's hand as Justin goes for the dollar.
I didn't know if you were... gonna pull me down there. Thank you for giving this. What do you got to lose?
Andy shrugs. Justin sets a stool near one side of the stage and sits. He holds up the dollar and smiles.
Hey, buddy.
He tears the dollar in half.
Andy, you know the phrase, fool me once?
Andy nods and mouths something, grinning. Justin tears the dollar into fourths.
Fool me twice.
He stacks the pieces.
Now, Andy, don't worry.
He shows his empty palm.
Andy, watch close. I'm not only going to restore that $1 bill.
He folds the pieces.
Back into one piece, but I'm going to transform it all the way into, wait.
He unfolds it. The piece is now attached in the wrong orientation, with the outside corners in the middle.
What was once worth something is now worth nothing. And that's how NFTs work.
He gives the mangled dollar to Andy.
Thank you.
Andy grins. Justin turns and rubs his head.
Moving on. What's your zip code, by the way?
55330.
55330, Elk River, Minnesota.
Andy nods.
Four blocks from your house.
He holds up two fingers.
Two blocks.
No, there's two of them.
There's two Starbucks? I've been there.
A curtain drops behind Justin.
I haven't been there, actually. Let me tell you what's going on. When I was 12, I spent one summer memorizing every zip code in America. I don't want to say I was unpopular. I had a lot of free time on my hands. This was before the internet. This is what we did. I got a gift when I was 12. I'll never forget it. I was gifted the...
A book.
Zip code directory. Yeah, that's how I learned there are 46,000 zip codes in America. This book, not a fun read. Audiobook, even worse. Let's see if I still got it. If you've got a good zip code, let's venture outside of Minnesota. If you've got a good zip code, put your hand up in the air. I'll try to tell you where you're from.
People raise their hands.
Balcony, hello. Black sweater. Stand up. What's your name?
Angela.
Angela, what's your zip code?
45251.
45251 is Cincinnati, Ohio. What's up? All right.
More hands go up.
Yeah. Hello. Hi. What's your name? What happened to the niceties? What's your name? Rachel. Hi, Rachel. What's your zip code? 54601. 54601. 54601. Is that La Crosse, Wisconsin? Fantastic. You know what? Hold on. I know what the plus ones are thinking. Let me take this microphone off my head here.
Okay. Justin removes his headset and grabs a handheld microphone.
I'm going to switch to this one. Hey, Nick. Would you do me a favor? Would you check my ears? Make sure there's no tiny Wi-Fi printers in there. You can stick your fingers in there if you want. No one's talking to me like a news anchor.
Do
you want to give me a wet willy?
Nah.
You sure?
Take your word. Yeah.
Okay, what's your zip code?
I live with her. You already got one.
Oh, yeah, I did. 55016, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's up. Okay. Yeah, here, if you've got a good zip code, throw your hand up. I'll try to tell you where you're from. Here, we'll go over here. Hello. How you doing? What's yours?
33323.
Oh, 33323 is Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's what's up. Okay. Hello. Hello. How you doing? Where are you from?
Hastings, Florida.
No, don't. That's it. I didn't specify. My brain works the zip code first, then the...
Justin Patsy, audience member, a curly-haired man.
Who's got a good one here? Yeah, just the number.
54481.
54481, that is Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Hello, you're wearing gloves. That looks classy. Thank you. What's your zip code?
55434.
55434. That's Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes.
Blaine area. Blaine?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for wearing gloves. Hi. You could speak in a normal voice. What you got?
55011.
55011 is Cedar.
Yeah.
Minnesota. There we go. Okay, we can venture out of Minnesota. Try to stump me. What do you got?
19128.
That's what I'm talking about. Pennsylvania. 19128 is Philadelphia, PA. Woo! All right, come on. Here. What's yours?
54703.
54703 is Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah. I pronounce it right. Come on. What do you got?
49230.
49230. 49230. That is Brooklyn, Michigan.
Yes.
I know where that is on the mitten. Here we go. Hey, you. Hey, hello.
54016.
54016, Hudson, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yes. Let's go to the lobby. Let's go to the lobby. Here we go. Thank you. Hello. Come with me to the lobby. Hello. Hello. How's it going? What's your zip code?
Zip code 50701.
Thank you. 50701 is Waterloo, Iowa.
It is.
It is. What's up? And you're holding Waterloo. All right. Here we go. Anybody here? Nope. Okay. Here we go. Let's keep going. Let's venture out of the region. Come on. Let's go on a trip. What do you got?
74055.
Thank you. 74055 is Owassa, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Owassa, Oklahoma. That's a hard one to say. Yes. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Yo, what do you got?
63124.
Oh, St. Louis, Missouri. What's up? Did we go to high school together?
Ladue Horton Walk.
What year did you graduate?
95.
95? Well, I'm 37, so... It's good to see you. You got one? What's yours? 44720. 44720 is North Canton, Ohio. Not South Canton. Property values. Hello, what do you got?
99701.
99701 is Fairbanks, Alaska.
Right, it is.
There we go. Come on. All right, who's got a real humdinger? Stand up. Oh, no pressure. What's yours?
89511.
89511. What is your name?
Tiffany.
Tiffany from Reno, Nevada. Are you not entertained?
Justin turns his palm upward. He grins and nods. He mouths something, then rubs his face.
Would everyone who said a zip code stand back up for me? Okay, great. Good. Hastings, you can stand up too.
The curly-haired man rises with a sheepish expression.
Be nice!
He grins. Justin eyes Andy.
Well, you've been through enough. You could take a seat. I'm going to try to recite your zip codes back at you. I'm going to try to do it in the order you gave it to me. So listen for your five digits when you hear your zip code. Take a seat, okay? Okay, that was a lot. Bless you. We had 45251, Cincinnati. Oh, up there. Then we had 54601. Then we had 33323. Then was Hastings, Florida in the house. All right, then we picked up some gas. We had 54481. There was 55434. We had 55011. There was 19128. We had 54703. We had 49230. 54016. 50701 out in the lobby there. 74055. 63124. 44720. 99701. And 89511. That's it.
Tiffany lifts her brows. Justin twirls the mic. He bows. He presses a hand to his chest, then rubs his face. He grabs the stool and sets it at center stage. He puts his headset back on.
Hey, Andy, if you had to put a dollar amount on how much fun you've had so far, I bet I know what it'd be. You've been a good sport. I have a prize for you, actually. Andy, I actually have 6 potential prizes.
Justin holds an accordion photo sleeve containing numbered cards.
Whatever number you pick, you get that prize. So you have a choice to make. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Andy, what do you want?
4.
This one right here. Okay. Who are you here with?
My wife.
Your wife. Hey. Do you want to ask her what her thoughts are?
Woman, I don't know.
She said, I don't know, man.
I support 4.
You support 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Final answer is?
4.
Okay.
Justin slides the 4th card out of its sleeve. He looks at the back.
It's a good one. It's a selfie. What could be better than that?
He turns the accordion sleeve around, revealing $100 written on all the other cards. He folds up the accordion sleeve.
I'm gonna come down there.
Justin descends to the front row.
Andy, we're gonna take a $100 selfie right now. Come here, stand next to me here. You want to take it or you want me to take it?
Either way.
I'm pretty good at it. Okay.
Are you?
Yeah, let's see.
Andy hands over his phone. They pose for a selfie. The tan-skinned Andy sports a dark buzz cut, a beard, piercings, and tattoos.
Thank you.
Come here, come here. Is it okay if I tag DJ Khaled when I post that on Instagram?
They fist bump.
I can't leave it like this. You're very sweet.
Thank you.
But these people are going to get asked tomorrow, hey, how was the Justin Willman show? And they're going to say, it was fun, but he did rob a guy. That's bad press.
I'll be outside.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too. And I'd love to see you outside for another, I'm sure, another friendly selfie. I got one more offer for you. I have my wallet. Actually, I have both my wallets. I have 2 wallets. Andy, one of these wallets has a $100 bill in it. You get to pick one wallet. You get what's in that wallet. So do you want this one or this one?
Justin holds identical wallets. Andy points.
This one?
He nods.
You sure?
That's the one.
Do you want to ask your wife?
Okay.
It's the other one?
Yes.
Go with your gut? This was your gut.
Go with your gut.
Who the hell are you? I think he wants to meet you outside. All right, Andy. I wouldn't want to be you right now, okay? 50-50 shot. These are good odds. These are the best odds anyone's had all night, okay? Rachel's odds were 1 in 6, and her phone's in a bottle. So it's a bad example, actually. Do you want to go with your gut or your wife's gut?
Andy's wife shrugs.
You're going to go with?
His first choice.
Okay, go ahead and open it up. Take a peek up top there. Show him. $100. I'll take that, yeah.
Am I done?
Yeah, you're done.
Thank you.
Hey, in the future, Always trust your wife.
Justin pulls several $100 bills out of the other wallet. Andy nods. His wife laughs. Justin puts the cash back in the wallet.
I got lucky.
He moves back onto the stage.
You know, my son stumped me the other day. He asked me what serendipity was. He watches a lot of rom-coms. No, I say serendipity a lot. I love serendipity. I love the concept of serendipity. I love pointing it out when it happens. But it is a hard concept to explain to a kid. Serendipity is something you have to experience, I think, to really understand. And there aren't any magic tricks that explain serendipity. So I thought tonight we could make one together.
A shelf of stuffed animals stands beside a prize wheel.
In a moment, five people are going to come on stage, and they are each going to spin this prize wheel in order to win one of these 12 stuffed animals. Behold, Timu's finest array. After they win a stuffed animal, they are going to choose one of these five colorful seats to sit in. Now, here's the thing. Since this is something I'm trying to use to explain something to my kids, I think it's only right that the five people who come on stage are kids. Do we have any kids here tonight?
Many kids raise their hands.
Oh, we do. We're going to choose our five kids by throwing out five Frisbees. All right, I'm going to hurl these into the audience. Okay, if you catch it and you're not a kid, give it to the nearest kid. That kid should mow your lawn. All right? Frisbees coming out.
Justin hurls Frisbees into the audience one by one. A Frisbee bounces off one of the balconies.
All right, five kids, come on up. Hold on to those Frisbees. Wait at the bottom of the stairs here. We're going to put a little microphone on you.
The kids come forward.
Now, here's the thing. The dictionary defines serendipity as an unexpected, fortunate discovery. Happy accident. I think it's something much deeper than that. And I'll show you what I mean. Let's welcome our kids. Kids, come to the stage.
The five kids step on stage.
Hello. We can stand here in a line.
A tall girl stands outside the glow of the stage lights.
Join me a little this way. Hello, kids. How's it going? Okay. You caught the Frisbee. You did it. On your Frisbees, will you turn it so the black dot side is facing the audience? Yeah. So that black dot is a sticker, and under that sticker is a number. So if everyone would pull the tab on that black dot, show everybody what number you have. Great. That number determines the order that you spin for a prize. So I'll take those stickers back. And everybody here can wait while number one joins me at the wheel. Come on over here.
The tall girl follows Justin to the prize wheel.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Amelia.
Amelia, give the wheel a spin. How old are you, Amelia?
I'm 13.
13. What's it like being 13?
It's really great.
You're just living in the moment. What do you want to be in the future? Do you know?
No idea.
No idea?
No.
Maybe a stump grinder.
Maybe.
You've won an inchworm.
Yay!
Justin pulls a tiny stuffed inchworm from among the other giant stuffed animals.
So, Amelia, you caught a Frisbee randomly. Mm-hmm. You have now won a random stuffy. Now you get to take a seat in any one of these chairs. There are five colors: red, orange, yellow, green, and blue. Go ahead and pick a seat.
Okay. Amelia takes the inchworm and sits on a yellow chair.
Who's number two? Join me, number two. Come on over here. Number two, what's up?
A small blonde white boy steps forward.
How you doing? Let's face the people here. What's your name?
Frederick.
Frederick, nice to meet you, Frederick. Give the wheel a spin. Frederick, how old are you?
Eight.
Eight. What do you want to be in the future?
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't have to set it in stone until you're 14.
Justin eyes Amelia, who grins.
Real quick, what are your thoughts on AI and its implications on humanity?
I have no idea.
You've won a horse. A horse for Frederick, everybody. There it is.
He gives a large stuffed horse to Frederick.
Go ahead and choose a seat.
Frederick sits on an orange chair beside Amelia.
Satisfied customer. Number three, join me at the wheel.
A brown-haired white girl steps forward, smiling.
Hi. What's your name?
Louisa.
Louisa, give the wheel a spin. Louisa, how old are you?
11.
I was 11 when I was your age. Do you know what you want to be in the future?
Not really.
Let's figure it out right now. What do you enjoy?
I like drawing and dance.
You should be a dance sketch artist or something. You've won a sloth. All right.
Justin grabs a giant stuffed sloth.
That's cute.
He gives it to Louisa.
Go ahead and pick a chair.
She sits on a red chair.
Number four. Hello.
A preteen with short dark hair and glasses steps forward.
What's your name?
Lily.
Lily?
Yeah.
Spin the wheel, Lily. Oh, we're going to be chatting for a while. Lily, your sweatshirt says Bear Island Lake. Where is that?
Minnesota.
Do you know how many lakes are in Minnesota?
11,840.
Quintillion. Well, you have won yourself a narwhal. That's lake related.
Justin grabs a narwhal.
A narwhal. All right, pick any chair.
A green chair.
Number five, hello.
Hi.
A lanky boy with short blonde hair fist bumps Justin.
What's your name?
Simon.
Simon, give the wheel a spin. Simon, how old are you?
I'm 13.
13. What are your thoughts on AI and its implications on humanity?
Tons of children in my grade use it to cheat on math tests and other stuff.
How many other names can you say right now? Who?
Ava, Sarah's. I don't know!
Who's gonna find out? You've won a sloth, and it's already been won, so spin it again and spit out some names, bro.
Blake,
who you got?
Joey, Emmett, Owen.
Oh, yeah.
It's
going down.
Sam, Caleb, Ethan, Jameson,
that's
Cohen.
Right. Do you do it? You've won an eagle. Our time is up. All right. That is for you. Choose any chair.
Simon receives an eagle plushie and takes the remaining seat, a blue chair. Justin paces before the kids with his hands behind his back.
Look at the joy these stuffies have brought these children. I'm sure you're wondering what any of this has to do with serendipity. Listen, dictionary definition, I don't think, does it justice. I think serendipity is the universe letting you know that you are in the right place at the right time. Five strangers. In the same room at the same time, probably for the first time ever. You're in the same room at the same time, probably the last time ever. Yet somehow, they are exactly where they're supposed to be. All because they caught a frisbee. Would you show your numbers to the audience so we can see? I'm gonna write this down if that's cool here.
The kids' numbers appear out of order. 3, 2, 1, 4, 5.
Just rotate it a little bit that way, and the two is a little.
The two stand sideways on Frederick's frisbee. Justin rotates it for him. He adjusts Lily's frisbee. He writes the numbers on a board.
You have created, 3, 2, 1, 4, 5. 3, 2, 1, 4, 5. If any of them had chosen to sit in a different seat, we would have created a different 5-digit number, but we created this 5-digit number. 3, 2, 1, 4, 5, which happens to be a zip code. You got a phone? Would you open it up to Google Maps? Google Maps? Okay, good. 3, 2, 1, 4, 5. I'm just going to type 3, 2, 1, 4, 5, zip. Zip. Would you tell them what city that's the zip code for?
Hastings, Florida.
Hey.
Hastings, Florida.
The curly-haired man gapes.
No joke. No joke, bro. Hastings, Florida. Hastings, Florida. You didn't even know that.
He grins and covers his mouth.
You're welcome. That's what I'm talking about. Why did you choose the red chair?
Because my favorite color is red.
That's what I'm talking about. Why'd you choose the green chair?
It's one of my favorite colors.
One of them. You guys are up here because you caught a frisbee. You spun the wheel. You got paired with a stuffy. Would you show them what you won? Show them. This beautiful sloth. All because you caught frisbee number three, which I don't refer to as frisbee number three. To me, it will always be...
Justin tears a layer off the frisbee.
The sloth frisbee.
He reveals the word sloth on the frisbee.
Interesting. Show them what you got. You won a horse because of frisbee number two, which just so happens to be...
Frederick's frisbee reads horse.
The horse frisbee. You won the most portable stuffy of all, the inchworm.
Justin tears off a layer.
The inchworm frisbee.
The frisbee reads inchworm.
Narwhal?
He reveals Lily's frisbee.
Narwhal! Eagle?
He shows Simon's frisbee.
You're darn right it's an eagle. Will the five of you stand up, step to the right? You won an eagle. You chose to sit in the blue chair, which just so happens to be where the eagle is.
An inflatable eagle pops out.
You want a narwhal? You chose to sit exactly where the narwhal is.
More inflatable animals.
Inchworm? Inchworm! Horse? Of course! And of course, the sloth!
The animals wave back and forth, flailing their arms.
Take a bow! Give it up for the kids!
The kids bow.
You can head back. Head on back. Thank you. Thank you.
Justin high-fives Frederick.
Giddy up.
The kids leave the stage.
And that is what serendipity is. Oh! Kill the music. Sorry, kill the music. Kill the music. Kill the music. Kill the animals. No.
The animals deflate.
You know what I meant? The Wordle. It's gonna bug me. Stand up. Would you just tell me what it is?
Shine.
Shine. Of course it's shine. Of course it's shine. Because shine is spelled S as in sloth.
Letters mark the underside of the sea cushions.
H as in horse. I as in inchworm, N as in narwhal, and E as in eagle. S-H-I-N-E.
The crowd gives a standing ovation. The inflatable animals fill up and wave. Justin grabs the board with the numbers on it. He rotates it. The numbers now spell the word shine. He holds the board aloft, then tosses it behind him.
Thank you. Thank you, St. Paul.
Justin bows. He waves. The scene cuts to black. Inflatable two people and animals wave as the credits play. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Dakota Green. Voiced by Eleanor Hino. Credits. Written and performed by Justin Willman. Executive producers Justin Willman, Daniel Kino, Brian Volkweis, Cisco Henson, Davina Dobrovich, Stuart McLeod, Adam Franklin, Alex Murray. Directed by Adam Franklin. Director of Photography, Samuel Brownfield. Lighting designer, Chris Lee. Production designer, James Bronzer. Edited by Brenda Carlson. Credits continue. Stay up, 'cause I'm sugar. Recorded live at the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul, Minnesota. Copyright 2025, Just Incredible Productions. All rights reserved. Logos. Just Incredible Productions. Nacelle.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.